My guest today is Dr. Brenda Robinson, Doctor of Nursing Practice, who is the City of Albany Commissioner of Human Rights, founder and CEO of Black Nurses Coalition, president of the Arbor Hill Neighborhood Association, Albany Library Board trustee, and has worked more than 27 years with the Veterans Administration. Welcome, Dr. Robinson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are a very busy and sought-out person. I've seen you on two health disparity panels this week that I'm aware of. I want to start and thank you for so graciously taking the time to speak with me today.
Sure.
So I understand you have a telemedicine practice. Can you talk about your practice and the community that you serve?
Yeah, sure. We've always had a community health virtual, and BNC has been around for so long now. Years are just passing by so quickly. But early on, we saw the need to incorporate telehealth. So that was one of our first focuses because we knew the need. In my experience with the Veteran Health Administration, I knew just how positive and effective telehealth can be. So instituting telehealth was very beneficial. It's also a cost savings, and it also provides a lot of access to folks who typically do not have that type of access. So it's been a plus all the way around. Since COVID-19, of course, you know about healthcare disparities and the social determinants of health, which actually are so intertwined and creates a higher risk for folks with comorbid conditions to be at more risk for COVID-19. So being able to provide our virtual clinic, and we also included something called the Phone Buddy, because we were spanning so much and everyone did not have the same need. So we have grown at least by 60 to 70% with the Phone Buddy. And people are so comfortable. I get calls from all over. And we see a lot of issues because, of course, the people in our community, I serve an underserved community, majority minority, we have a lot of fear, a lot of different issues, a lot of distrust. And, you know, with COVID-19, there are so many unknowns, but one thing that we do know is that Black and brown people are dying.
Yeah.
So that's where you get the fear, and our phone rings, rings, rings. Whether we're out getting medication for someone who couldn't afford it or too scared to go out and get it, whether we're doing medication reconciliation, when it's folks wind up with so many medications, they don't know what to do with them. We still do the education because there's so many missed messages out there. We reassure, we do coaching. We do a lot of same things that we've been doing, but at a higher rate and more detail, because I think our residents need more, right? But I even have situations such as I have one gentleman, an elderly gentleman who has a wound, but his healthcare providers didn't show up because they're afraid of coming in the building because of COVID-19. So, you know, this pandemic is causing so many difficulties and barriers and things that you may not have expected. So we have to be on it and ready.
So what are some of those things that are happening that you didn't expect?
Well, one is just like the gentleman I just mentioned, when he first got on our program, we had him all squared away with wound care and all these different things. Well, now what we thought was set is no longer set. So the folks that we deal with, things that we think are good are no longer good. When I get my client finally on board with taking their high blood pressure medication, right? They're doing a great job. And then 3 days go by and I'm checking on this person, I find out that they ran out of their medication, haven't been taking it, didn't want to speak up, and they couldn't afford to get the refill.
Yeah.
So some of those things are just falling by the wayside. Even with diabetes, a person run out of test strip, they are expensive if you don't have insurance. So I may have people who I've been coaching all along and they're doing great and they're just stellar. And then this hits, and now we're like 4 or 5 steps back because of this situation. More barriers have been put in place, so healthcare is more difficult.
So the African-American communities and, you know, other Black and Brown communities have dealt with these health disparities, environmental injustice, food deserts, you know, poor housing for decades. Talk about these social determinants of health and what are our leaders not getting? What do you think is just not happening?
Well, I think one of the things is, for one, healthcare disparities just have been around since decades. Even the Institute of Medicine even did a report, you know, decades ago, and so many other scholarly entities. So it's not like folks don't know. I find that it's a lot of excuses, such as, you know, and I have, you know, we talk about different biases, and implicit bias is always labeled, but we have to remember about the explicit bias. Everything is not implicit bias. I'm tired of hearing that providers don't know. Yes, providers do know. So we all are aware of these healthcare disparities, so we need to address it. COVID-19, the devastation on Black and Brown people should not be new or a surprise, because it certainly is not a surprise to me. Holding people accountable oftentimes is difficult, but this is the time that we really have to hold folks accountable. The excuses have to stop. We have to acknowledge the lack of access to healthcare for Black and Brown people. That is real, and you know, we really have to address it. I find that a lot of funding goes, may go for healthcare disparities on the basis of the demographics, but that funding does not go to that same neighborhood where the funding was obtained. So it's so many different issues and angles that are going on, but I'm not gonna listen to elected officials tell me, oh, we need the data for COVID-19 so that we can address the healthcare disparities. You already have data about healthcare disparities. You already know the maternal mortality rate for Black women was 3.3 times more, a Black woman 3.3 times more likely to die from a preventable pregnancy as compared to a white woman. So we know these things. We already know about diabetes, where a Black person is 2 to 3 times more likely to get a limb amputated due to diabetes compared to a white person. You got all the data you need in regards to healthcare disparities. We need the action and we need the funding behind it. So we're not gonna hide behind these stats. We're not gonna hide behind, oh, I need this data, because you have the data.
So in that vein, Governor Cuomo did say he was now, yes, it's horrible, and we're going to do more for communities of color. What do you see coming up next? What would you like to see moving forward to improve the health?
I think moving forward, for one, I want to see some real accountability. And you know, when I talk about accountability, I'm speaking about those folks who are making decisions, but I'm also speaking about people like me and people who look like me and other people in this community. Mm-hmm. You need to hold your leadership accountable. So when you go in that voting booth, and all of you do need to vote, because that's a big way to change things, but stop voting for people if they're not holding up their end of the stick. I mean, these are the people who you put in place to really be your voice. If they're not being your voice, then you know, you need to make some changes. So one of the things, first and foremost, is really that accountability and holding people accountable. It's nice to like someone, you know, I like a lot of people, but not all those people do their job well. So, you know, and our lives are dependent on these people doing their job well. My life depends on it. So we have to be more serious and I think more actionable about, you know, what we do and how we do it. You know, also, let's not forget the transparency, the honesty, and the trust, because people of color do not have that trust, and we know why. We know about the medical apartheid. We know about the history and how Black and Brown people have been treated. So let's not pretend that we don't know really where we came from and what we're up against. So the trust issue is there, but we need to build on that. And I think leaders need to be purposeful in trying to build this trust, because it can be done, but we can't move forward without that. You also can't move forward with plans for people who look like me when you don't know me. You have to add me into the equation and give me a voice for an effective plan. Your plan is not going to be effective unless you include folks who look like me at the table.
So I apologize. We're going to have to wrap it up.
I just would like to thank you for having me on your show. It's very nice, and it's very nice to meet you. And, you know, this is a bad time, but I am glad that the cover is pulled off of healthcare disparities, and now folks are forced to acknowledge and take action.
Okay, and this is Michelle Masurjian for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and I thank you, Dr. Robinson, for your time, and stay safe.
Thank you.